I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It's the last trading day of the year, and 2003 has been kind to the stock markets. But while share prices rose, the U.S. dollar lost ground against many other currencies. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Fagland. Tess, all three of the major indices ended with gains this year. That's the first time in quite a while, isn't it?
Yeah, first time since 1999, actually. And these are some hefty gains. The Dow is up 25% since January 1st, S&P up 26%, and the NASDAQ gained a whopping 51% this year. So for a lot of investors, it's been great payback. But not everybody is raising a toast to this market, Alex. I talked to Maggie Mahar, the author of In Bull, A History of the Boom, and she threw some pretty chilly water on all this. She says this is not a bull market. It's a bear market rally, also known as a sucker rally.
I hate to be the Grinch this time of year, but when you look at the stock market and the rise, it's a frothy rise. About 25% of all U.S. companies have virtually no earnings. Yet they're in the vanguard of this rise. Technology stocks are way up. When you have a new bull market, you have a new leadership. You don't have the companies that were inflated in the last bubble coming back like this.
She says basically that we're sitting on top of a mini bubble, and that is not something to look forward to in 2004.
Well, what's the evidence for such a dour outlook?
Well, she mentioned a couple of things that have been happening the last several months. First, insider selling. In the third quarter, while the economy was growing at 8.2% GDP, company insiders, executives, sold $36 worth of their own stock for every dollar they bought. That's rarely a good sign.
Ooh, yeah.
And the so-called smart money, big-time investors like Warren Buffett, George Soros, Bill Gates, they're putting their money in commodities, not in stocks, and that is something to watch as well.
But there's got to be some positive news if rising stock markets aren't enough.
Well, sure. I mentioned commodities. They're doing very well. Gold is way up, so is silver. And emerging markets are doing very well. And foreign currencies. And that may actually be the biggest story of this year, Alex, beyond the markets, is the fall of the dollar. This time last year, it was about even with the euro. Today, it'll cost you $1.26 to get a single euro. And the dollar's down against other currencies as well, even the Russian ruble. And a free fall makes U.S. stocks and bonds much less attractive to foreigners. And right now, those foreigners are helping finance our deficit. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we are celebrating the new year with a look at the rise of cognac in hip-hop culture.
Tess, thank you. Happy New Year. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.